It's hot.
Oh, okay.
The name of the patient is Norman Hassel Short. H-A-S-S-E-L-S-C-H-W-E-R-R-T, Norman. Disposition and discussion. Number one, the patient has a renal transplant that has been functioning very well. The main concern was the presence of proteinuria, and that was around 600 to 700 milligrams of albumin per gram of creatinine. And for that reason, we started the patient on Avapro, 75 milligrams every day. The proteinuria has decreased, has remained to be around 400 milligrams. The patient is feeling better. Period. The level of the prograf is reported to be 3.1 nanograms per milliliter, and the sample was taken 12 hours after the prior dose. The patient is taking 1 milligram 2 times a day, since he has in 0.5 milligrams prograf. I'm going to request him to take 3 tablets in the morning and 2 in the afternoon, making 1.5 milligrams in the morning and 1 in the afternoon, and we'll check the prograf levels afterwards. The following number is diabetes mellitus. This patient doesn't take any medication for diabetes. And because of the fact that he has a gastrectomy, he is taking 6 small meals. He has his blood sugar that is under control. His body weight has increased by 7 pounds, which is very satisfactory. Number 3, the patient had a total gastrectomy because of cancer. This gastric carcinoma is followed by the oncologist, Dr. Shah, S-H-A-H, period. He was told that there is a very tiny node in the base of the left lung that cannot be characterized, and for that reason he is in close surveillance. Period. The patient is feeling well. And the following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. The following number is anemia. This patient is getting the vitamin B12, 1,000 micrograms every month. And so far, the hemoglobin and hematocrit are within range. At this point, we are going to monitor the case in 3 months. But we are going to make sure that we check the prograf level 1 week after the change has been instituted.